Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hour number two of Darren Donick and Chase. Willie Donick and Chase McCabe here with you today. Darren is on vacation. We got a lot going on. NHL free agency has started, so we're going to keep an eye on the ticker. It will be busy. In fact, former Predator Wayne Simmonds has just signed with the Toronto Maple Leafs. That has been speculated, and he's on for a one-year deal. So congratulations to Wayne Simmonds. Great guy. He's been a great player for a long time.
No deal for Ekman Larson either by his deadline.
Yes. He's staying put. He's staying put, we think. All right, as we promised you, back to football. Tank Williams, former member of the Tennessee Titans. Those, like myself, watched pretty much every game that Tank played for the Titans as a rookie in 2002, and then a second-year player in 2003, two excellent Titans teams, AFC Championship game in 2002, then that bitterly cold game in New England the following year, when Steve McNair had his MVP season in 2003. So he is a big part of Titans history. Tank, it's great to talk to you today.
Yeah, great to be here and great to relive some of those glory days. I mean, those are some of my favorite times playing ball, those early years in Tennessee, playing with Mac 9, Eddie, Keith Bullock, all those guys, Samara Rose. So, yeah, those are some great teams, great memories.
And so, Tank, you're now with Yahoo Sports covering the game of football. You're a little bit of everything. You got a little fantasy in there. You've got some college, and obviously you know the NFL. So tell people how you got involved with that and specifically what it's like doing what you're doing.
I mean, it's fun for me, and it's a way to stay engaged in the game. I'll admit the end of my career really didn't end the way that I liked. I started suffering knee injuries there in Tennessee and just kind of carried on through my career. So I was a little bitter the way that my career ended, but my college buddies roped me into fantasy football, and that kind of sucked me back into the game. And then I met an analyst at Yahoo. He was like, man, you kind of know your stuff. And then they brought me onto the show, I would say, in 2014, 2015. And then my role just kind of grew from there. They loved the work that I did in the fantasy, and it just branched out to NFL and college football. So, like you said, I try to be a jack of all trades. But, I mean, I love ball. I've been playing since the age of six, and so it's a great way for me to stay involved with the game.
All right, Tank. So we're just going to – we're looking for advice here, but this is uncharted territory, as a lot of things in this year have become. But now, not only do you have to, when you're putting your fantasy roster together, guess if a guy maybe has missed some practice due to injury, but now you've got an entire game or two that are still a little tenuous, in particular the Titans and the Bills on Tuesday. If you got a lot of Bills and Titans on your roster, I wonder if it's okay to put them in.
I mean, that's a big question. I mean, I actually have Derrick Henry as one of my starting running backs, and so I expected a lot from him and the Titans team this year. And it's crazy when you have to deal with guys who may be out a week and multiple weeks when you're only playing for like one bye week barring injuries in the league. And so I think my fantasy strategy this year, like I usually like try to draft well, and I'll pair two players together and try to go out and get like a really great player. So maybe I have like a pretty good quarterback, a pretty good wide receiver, and I may trade him to go get Pat Mahomes or something like that. But now I feel like having a lot of really good solid players is the key, just because you have to be able to fill so many holes, because you never know when an unexpected injury and or COVID positive test will pop up. So that's been my strategy to start the season.
As a former player, Tank, I wonder how you feel about this. The Titans, you know, it remains to be seen exactly how much responsibility they have to take amongst themselves for what has happened with the tests. But at the same time, I think we know that it could happen to anybody at any time, and this was sort of inevitable. But the Titans have not had practice for about 2 weeks now. They haven't been able to get together. They've been meeting virtually, but that's going to really make it tough for them to prepare physically for this game if it's played on Tuesday. So if you're a member of the Players Association, how would you feel about that in terms of your conditioning and preparation to go in and play such a big game?
I mean, you touched on so many factors there. There's a lot to unpack because first you have it where, yeah, the guys haven't been able to touch the practice field, and I don't know how long. And so you can do all the virtual learning that you want, but a lot of times guys really grasp the system once you make a mistake on the field, and that's when it really locks in, especially for young players. And on top of that, you talked about the conditioning aspect. Now, we don't know if the lack of a preseason really led to all the injuries that we've seen in the NFL so far, but I would probably say that a combination of a limited offseason due to COVID along with no preseason probably played a role into all these injuries that we've seen. And so now you have guys who are going to go off an extended break, try to come back and play, which may lead to more injuries down the road. And then when you look at it from the COVID perspective, I mean, we all know that we're dealing with a serious virus right now that spreads so easily and that is bound to, you know, people are bound to catch it. But the one thing that you want to make sure people are doing are taking the necessary precautions, which are, you know, social distancing, wearing masks, and doing everything that you can to protect yourself and protect the folks around you. So as long as that they were going around the protocols inside the facility when flying and that practice in the right manner, then you just have to understand that, I mean, this is a virus that spread all over the world, so there's only so much you can do. But if they weren't taking those things serious and if they followed that up by breaking protocols down the line that end up, you know, increasing the spread even more, then I feel that, you know, there are some penalties that need to be paid and it would be justified.
So this becomes, I think, some of the questions, Tank, with all you put out there, and I think you laid it out perfectly, is it almost seems like it's part of the punishment, because I think the player safety, you could argue, is going to be a little compromised here. The roster is going to be depleted with the guys on the COVID list if they're able to play on Tuesday. But it's almost like the league is saying, hey, we don't have any wiggle room in our schedule, and you sort of did this to yourself.
I mean, I guess that is somewhat the case. I mean, on the flip side, I mean, you can say from the other team's perspective, I mean, you have the Bills, who are supposed to play the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. This game gets kicked back. That game gets kicked back to Sunday. They have less time to prepare and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's also impacting teams on the other end where they feel like, all right, we've been doing all the right things, and yet – you know, we're getting punished and, you know, having things that may not, you know, be in our favor down the road just because we have to try to, you know, adjust our schedule for a team that maybe didn't follow the right protocols. But like, as you said, I mean, if you have to go out there and try to play on Tuesday and you haven't touched the practice field with exception to the one practice, the alleged practice that, you know, we've seen, you know, floating around social media, like if they haven't right. touched the field besides that, then obviously they're going to be at a disadvantage already, regardless of who they're playing, let alone playing one of the teams that have been playing some of the best football in the league so far, which is the Buffalo Bills.
Tank Williams is with us, former Titans safety, now with Yahoo Sports, talking NFL. So what have you made so far about Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks? It seems like there's a little bit of – they're still trying to get to know one another to an extent, but what have you made of that so far?
I believe that's a situation that will probably just continue to improve as the season progresses, but it almost goes back to what I alluded to earlier. A lot of these teams missed the off season because of, you know, COVID, and then there was a limited preseason. So they're still trying to adjust to one another. They're missing Chris Godwin. I mean, O.J. Howard just went down with an Achilles. You know, Fournette has a bum ankle, and Fournette just got with them, you know, right before week one of the season. And so he's still trying to build a chemistry on the offensive side of the ball. They have a lot of young players on the defensive side of the ball, and the defense is actually playing pretty well. And on top of that, yeah, you have to play in a division where Carolina's a little sneaky good this year, playing better than what we expected. Atlanta's always dangerous because of that offense, even though they can't stop anybody on defense. And then obviously the Saints are the Saints, even though they haven't been clicking on all cylinders yet. So, I mean, they're going to be playing in a tough division, and they have to try to build chemistry. They have to be able to stay healthy, navigate injuries and COVID. I mean, so there's a lot up against them. And at the same time, you see what Brady maybe thought he had an extra down last night when they had already, you know, played out the four downs. And so I think they're getting all their lumps out of the way early part of this season. But I expect them to be right there come the end of the season. Now, will they win it all? I don't think they're in that position. But they should keep it interesting and be in a race for the playoffs for sure.
Obviously, we keep up with the AFC South quite a bit here with the Titans, but are you a believer in the Colts so far and Phillip Rivers and what he's doing there?
I believe Phillip Rivers is who he is. I mean, he can get streaky and throw the ball around a lot. I think that they're going to try to limit his passes because he also is a guy who could throw you about three or four picks in a game. I mean, but the one thing that they can lean on this year, and one thing I said coming into the season, is that that Colts defense is like a watered-down version of the Ravens before their safety, Malik Hooker got hurt because right. they had, you know, DeForest Buckner, they made a trade for him from San Francisco, a stalwart in the middle, and then have Darius Leonard that was running around from that middle linebacker position. And so with that good safety, that was the ball hawk coming out of Ohio State, which kind of reminded me of like a watered-down Ed Reed. I saw where they had some potential in that defense. They played so far pretty good to start the season, playing really good against the run, which is what Tennessee loves to do. And I think Tennessee, obviously, is that team to beat here in the AFC South and one of the teams to beat in the AFC just because they've shown that they can be balanced to start the season. Everyone expected Derrick Henry to pick up where he left off, but Tannehill came out and won a lot of games with his arm to start the season, and that's without even having A.J. Brown. John Lewis stepped up big time for them. Corey Davis has stepped up. And so once you can get A.J. back healthy and then you continue to pound people with Derrick Henry, that offensive side of the ball should be good. So as long as they can hold up on the defensive side and be able to slow down some of these teams in AFC, I believe they have as good a shot as any to make some treadway here in the playoffs and make a run for the Super Bowl.
Then, of course, I have to
get rid of that COVID issue.
Yeah.
you just got to make sure we stay healthy and handle COVID.
The NFC East is not a very good division, but, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, many predicted, okay, they were probably going to be pretty good. And the offense, I mean, you have Dak that's thrown for 500 yards in a game, but the defense can't stop a nosebleed. So what do you think is going on there with them right now?
I mean, like you said, the defense has been their Achilles heel. I mean, they've shown that they can score with anybody, you know, in shootouts with Atlanta, with Seattle, some of the teams that have been playing some of the best offensive ball in the league to start. But defense has been their Achilles heel, and I think one thing that can help that defense is you have one of the better running backs in the league. I know the offensive line is a little banged up, but run the ball with Zeke, establish the run. That way you can, you know, become a more balanced team on offense. You have all those weapons on the outside that you can throw to, but on top of that, if you run the ball with Zeke, you give your defense a break, and most of all, you just keep them off the damn field. And if you keep them off the field, then you maybe have a better chance of winning. But if you keep throwing the ball, you're going to have some short series. Keep the defense out there. They can't play well when they're rested, so you know they're not going to play well when they're tired. So run the ball, control the clock, and I think that they may be able to turn the tide and get back on the positive track and start winning some games.
Tank, quickly before we let you go, I think people would love to hear your perspective. It's been a while since we've had actually a chance to talk football and the Titans. You know, you kind of reminded us how much fun that was when they were going 3-0. Hopefully they'll be able to get back to it in time here. But your perspective as a safety on Kevin Byard, who is emerging as one of the better guys at his position, when you watch him play, what jumps out to you?
I mean, the dude has a nose for the ball. I mean, I would say the game has changed so much since I was playing. I mean, you know, back in my day, we can take receivers out over the middle, and I love the changes that the NFL has done to try to, you know, promote player safety. But, you know, you really can't lick guys the way you used to, and so now the emphasis has been on, like, that Ed Reed type of safety where just get your balls on the hand as much as possible, get your hands on the ball as much as possible. And he's one of those guys that's always in the room studying film, always has a good beat on what the offense is trying to do to him, and he's making plays in the pass game. And I think that's the key. Like, the way the NFL rules are stated now, like, you're not going to be able to slow these teams down because you can barely touch them on the line of scrimmage. You can't really tackle them anymore. So the key is getting pressure on quarterbacks, and the key is getting turnovers and then scoring with the ball. And he's one of the best in the game right now at turning the ball over. And so that's why I really like what he does for that Titans defense.
And finally, let's finish where we started, those great teams that you played on for the Titans. You know, it's funny, Chase asked you about Tom Brady and the Bucs. He's still going, and one of the most memorable games was that great battle in the cold in Foxborough where you had a young Tom Brady against you guys. It ends up 17-14. One or two plays could have swung it, but give me your best memory from that game.
My memory's, I mean, it's about the cold weather. I mean, obviously, we didn't win the game.
It all starts with that, right?
But, I mean, if people remember, we got up there in a hotel, and someone called in the fire alarm. So we had to vacate our hotel at like 2, 3 in the morning before the game because somebody called in the fire alarm. So that's how we started the day. Then we go there, and it's one of the coldest games where your body just didn't function right. I remember pulling my mouthpiece out of my mouth, and I was sticking in my helmet between series, and you would actually have to pull your mouthpiece, putting your hand in like, blow on it to thaw it out so it'll, like, form on your teeth so you can fit it back in your mouth. I remember, like, trying to run and my body wouldn't function the same. And I think the most memorable moment for me was, like, Jeff Fisher had, like, his playoff beard. And he actually had frozen snot sickles just running down his beard. And that was one of the images that they showed throughout the weeks after that game. But, I mean, that was a great game to be in. I mean, I wish we could have won that one. I wish we could have won the Super Bowl. We came so close my rookie year. But still have a lot of great memories from those teams. I mean, I played with a lot of excellent guys who are either rated the way they should, like Mac 9, Eddie George, some guys underrated like D-Mace, Keith Bullock, all those guys. But a great team to play on, a lot of guys who are hungry, wanted to be the best that they could, and I believe that, you know, we made a lot of fans in Nashville happy, especially trying to make that move from Houston to Memphis and then get to Nashville and have some really successful seasons to start and almost win a championship as well. Hopefully this team can, you know, finish off where we left off.
Tank, it's been great to catch up with you. Good luck going forward with Yahoo Sports and your role with them, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you down the road when things normalize a little bit for our team in this city, and we can really break down their roster and hopefully their chances of doing some damage in the postseason.
Absolutely, guys. I enjoyed it. Anytime.
All right. That's Tank Williams, the former safety for the Tennessee Titans, and now working for
Yahoo,
doing some fantasy things, some analysis for college and pro. Great to catch up with him. Stay tuned when we come back. We'll catch you up on what's going on in the early minutes of the NHL free agency period, and we'll get into Jared and the GM's interview with Mike Florio from NBC and Pro Football Talk. He's got some great analysis, great perspective on this whole thing with the Titans. We'll get into some of the stuff that they discussed in the interview yesterday. I thought it was fascinating. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save